Hi, UMob. We here at the Sovereign Podcast would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, family, children and elders, past and present, on the land on which we meet today, Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
It's a privilege to be standing on Noongar country, and we should all be proud to call Boorloo and the surrounding waters of the Derwal Yerrigan our home.
This podcast is like our baby, our sister, your sister, hopefully.
Ooh, I feel like I'm falling in love with you every day. I feel like.
Chill out.
I'm telling you, Mob. When I first met IJ, like, we talked for hours.
Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast,
a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Boorloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Hey, you mob, and welcome back to the Sovereign Podcast.
It's Charlene
and IJ,
and we are so happy to be here on another episode, which is mob. So, why is this so awkward?
I know, we were just saying we haven't recorded in a little while.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while. It's kind of
weird.
We
had a little break. In that break, I went to Broome. You didn't go anywhere?
No.
No, I went to Broome. What happened in Broome? It was hot. It was so hot. Mm-hmm. I was being on my high horse thinking like, oh, it's my home. Like, yeah. Can't wait to be all hot. And then when you're walking around and it feels like you just got watered down with a hot hose, I was like, no, stop this.
No,
like,
yeah.
Get me out of here. Standing in the shade and it's still hot, like, that's a joke. I was not happy with that. I feel like we always get back to the weather.
No, I feel like it's such an auntie thing, like, talking about the weather. But no, it's true. Wow. Like, so did you feel any content being back? What was the vibe?
I did, but it was very short. And I was there for work as well, so it was, like, very work-related. I did get to see some of my family.
Oh, that's good.
My baby cousins. I was holding my baby cousin. I was at a basketball game, a family basketball game, holding a four-month-old or so in my arms. Yeah. And these girls decide to start, like, bashing each other, like, right next to me. And I'm holding the baby, and I was like, no way. Like, I was actually gobsmacked. I kind of sat there for a second. I was like, what? So I got up.
Yeah.
And then they started chasing me because, like, the girl who they wanted was, like, running towards me. And so they started lining me up with, like, full Coke bottles. And I was holding the baby. And I was like, what am I meant to do? Like, I literally was gripping the baby's head. And I was like, oh, my God. And I eventually got out. But I was like, come on now. I knew I used to live in the ghetto. But
the fight's
there. Obviously, nothing has changed. Other than that, it was pretty good. Let me think if anything else notable happened. Oh, my God, so sad. My childhood dog is, like, don't want to jinx it, but she's, like, on the verge.
Guys, on the verge. What's wrong with her?
Nothing. She's just old.
Oh,
like,
no.
I know. She used to be so hyperactive. She used to, like, bust herself to, like, go run freely. You know, she used to chase snakes and lizards, and now she just lies down. We even opened the gate to let her out, and she couldn't care less. She
really?
Just sat there,
oh
and I was
gosh.
Like... come on, like, don't you want to leave?
That is so sad.
She just looked me dead in the eyes and was like, nah. She just, like, plonked her head on the dirt. And I was
no.
Please don't pass away when I'm not here. That would be so sad.
Yeah, that would be, like, too hard to
guys,
deal with.
Pray for Marnie.
Yeah.
Pray for
hashtag
Marnie.
Hashtag pray for Marnie, guys. Hashtag pray for Marnie. But that's good.
What like, have you been doing? I went back because I was on trimester break, but you're not a trimester student, so you would have been on semester.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think there's anything interesting about uni.
Yeah,
so,
true.
Like...
oh, no, you're in your final year, though. I remembered that, like, recently.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I'm almost finished.
Yeah, you've literally got, like, a month left.
Yeah, no, I do. And it's kind of like... it's like, now it's just meh. Like, it's all right. It's just uni. Like, there's nothing special. Honestly, I haven't really been up to much, to be honest. I think I've just been hanging with friends, family, going to the beach. I love going to the beach now, I think. The weather's starting to warm up a bit. It's not as hot as Broome, but, like, it's still really nice to go to the beach. What else? Honestly, that's it. Like, I've just been a homebody, to be honest, actually. And then, like, going to uni and then establishing a routine, gym, uni.
That's good.
Home, eat, sleep, repeat. uni, home, gym. No. So, yeah, life has just been pretty repetitive, actually. Anything interesting? I can't even tell you. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's okay. Like, it's okay to gatekeep, but where do you go for beaches? Because every time you post the beach, it's like empty.
Me?
Yeah, and every time I go to the beach, there's packs of people
there.
So, what
is your local beach?
It's that whole strip of like Scarborough Trig. All that, our producer's making a disgusted face, and I understand
it's
her frustration.
It's very, what's the word, touristy, those
I know.
Areas.
Especially when it's just full of, like, concrete, do you know what I mean? Like, back home, it's actually just the beach.
Yeah.
Here, it's like, we've got a skate park.
They
and
have a really nice, like, cafe strip near the beach, hey?
Yeah.
I don't go to Scarborough that much. I went to Trig. I think I've only been, like, what? My local beach is also Scarborough, technically, because it's the closest to my house. Mm. But I refuse to go there because I know it's just really touristy. But I think if you go on, like, a weekday when...
Surely.
When there's, like, a quieter time, there should be no one. Okay, this is actually not that great either. Oh, wow, I have so many beaches.
Maybe
because...
Is it because of your Prado as well that you can, like, get
yeah,
places?
Yeah, oh, don't talk about my Prado.
Oh, is it gone right now?
Oh, it's not with me right now. Oh. It's kind of heartbreaking. I got rear ended actually coming back from the beach, so was kind of depressing.
Thank God for the tow ball.
Oh, I was so happy because okay, that's sad to say because like the girl who ran. Oh, if she's watching this, I'm so sorry, girl. But she was like crying after because like her car, poor thing, she didn't. I don't know what the issue was. I was just at a stoplight, minding my own business. I was literally, like, thinking. Like, I remember, like, looking in my rearview mirror and seeing her car speeding. And I was like... And then, like, she stopped behind me. But then I was just chilling. And then I looked in my rearview... I have this habit of looking in my rearview mirror. I don't know why. And then I saw her car kind of jolt forward.
Oh,
and
no.
Just smoke went up. And I was like, yeah, nah.
Smoke?
This is weird. Like, I think her car hit it, so her engine kind of like went up in smoke. And then I don't know, it was so scary just like going back. And like, I don't know, this is the first like ever situation where I've been in with my Prado, not with like other cars, it's fine. It was just my Prado. I was like, what? But yeah, so my Prado's not with me. And like, I think it's because I have a Prado, I can go anywhere. But
probably.
I tend to go, I mean, I'm the type of person to risk it to go down south for a day if I really want to.
Fair enough.
If I want to go to a beach. So I like yelling up. I went to Hamlin Bay over the week. I actually went home over the weekend as well, technically, to Hamlin Bay. I like every beach down south, I think. I feel like people always like praise like so many beaches around Australia, but I just don't think anything can really beat Western Australia. Like,
true.
I feel like every beach I've been to here has just been amazing. But like, that's just like a little side note.
I've been to beaches on the East Coast and they don't even have sand.
They don't even have sand. Melbourne, my cousin it was summer. You went in summer too, hey?
Yeah.
My cousin was like, I will take you to the beach. It's really, really nice. Like, let's go to the beach. And I was like, okay, tell me why I went there. I was like, this is not a beach.
Yes, yeah.
It is not a beach. Because, like, I feel like we're so privileged here. We should see blue. But no, but in Perth, I'd say the beach I go to, the reason why it's secluded is because it's part of Cottesloe, but it's kind of further away. It's like in a really secluded, like rocky part of Cottesloe.
Sounds mysterious.
It's really nice. I will send my, I don't know what it's called, but I'll send my location if you ever need it. Like, I can't even tell you where it is on the map. I just have to pin my location and send it to people. But yeah, no, it was kind of, I found it through one of my friends. She did a photo shoot with me and my other friend there. And then, like, ever since then, I just go there because it's so quiet. So, yeah.
That's so good.
It's okay to gatekeep beaches, guys. It's okay.
For sure. Oh.
Especially in Perth in summer. But yeah, those were some of the things we got up to.
Yeah, we blessed in the West, no doubt. North to the South, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now.
It's been a crazy, crazy week in terms of not things that, like, we have been actively, well, I wouldn't say actively involved in, but I think with, like, the climate.
Yeah, it's more, like, surrounding. Environment, less than, like, personal, person-to-person things.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you mean. Well, we'll come to it later, like, strategies to kind of manage, like, your own well-being.
Yeah.
I've been, for the most part, okay, I reckon I've been good at, like, compartmentalising things and preserving, like, my sanity. But especially with this gosh darn thing that's happening this week, which is the referendum.
Yeah.
at least for me, that's what's kind of in my face the most at the moment, is the referendum. And I've just been bombarded with, like, messages asking for God knows what, asking for help, asking for advice, even people being like, I've made up my mind on my vote, but what's your opinion on this post by this person? And I'm like, you kind of answered your own question. Like, you've already made up your mind. What on earth are you... What are you asking me this for? What, you actually just want my, like, free advice just for your, like, interest.
Mm.
And it's exhausting. I literally will say, like, no, I can't answer this at this time, or, like, I'll come back to it when I can. But I've just been bombarded with it, and I feel like you would understand. It's the flip side of being someone who speaks openly about things or educates people on things, whether that's in person or online. It also opens you up to be people, like, assume you're, like, an advice source or, like, a reference or someone to argue with.
Yeah.
So it gets really tough. And I will say there are some people out there, like my friend Shakela, for example, who are just being, like, I will say praise to you and praise to you as well, because they actually are in DMs, like, actively every single day, like, debunking things, speaking to people, changing their opinions, helping them out. And I'm like, I just don't have the energy for that.
I mean, I don't do that either. I just think, like, when it... Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, when you're so... Such an... when you're a person who's so open about your opinions publicly, as well as someone who has always had, like, sort of like an activist role in your community, people do reach out to you with questions, and then they always use you as, like, I like to say, Google. They think you're a Google, like a walking, living, breathing Google. And they exhaust you to the point where you're like, damn, I can't do this anymore. I don't ever like to... I feel like with the climate we're talking about, especially this week with what's happening tomorrow, I have actually prioritized just
clocking out
and not responding to people if I freaking don't want to, because this week has been actually really, like, crazy for that, hey. And it is, yeah, it's like, praise to people who do this for us, praise to people who actually go up out of their way to educate, to, you know, like, individually educate people who have questions, who have queries, who want to have a yarn and who want to have, like, a debate or anything. I think that is such, like, that is to be praised, but at the same time, it's also like, how are you doing it?
I know.
How are you doing it? Because, like, I tend to, what I do is I just post on my story, and if people have questions or anything, like, I'm just like, oh, like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, you kind of said your piece.
Yeah, and, like, it's just like, I've said what I had to say, please stop bombarding me or continuously bombarding me. And I feel like people who are mindful of that are like, yeah, like,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, very true. And that's always one of the first things they say in any of the, like, how to be a good ally or anything like that. It's always like, do not bombard, you know, that specific minority with all these questions when there are, like, readily available resources, and always check in on how they're going. Yeah. Thank you to the friends who have, like, messaged me and be like, do you need anything this week, or are you okay, or anything like that. Like, that's pretty, what's the word?
It's very, it's courteous. It's very,
yeah, courteous, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will say that who I am now, it's unfortunate. It's probably 70% less of the activist that I was maybe 2 years ago. I used to be that person that was on everything. And, like, I have all the stories and all the posts and everything still, like, in my socials or in my archive or whatever. And it was, like, an everyday thing. And I was writing paragraphs and paragraphs and talking to people in DMs about everything, whether it was, like, the meat industry, whether it was, like, world wars, whether it was, like, climate change, whether it was First Nations affairs, like, everything. I was always, like, putting things out there, and I would become, like, a reference for a lot of people, especially when I was in year 12. Like, I was just advocating for all these causes, but it burnt me out so much. I got so weak with just, like, it's like you fight the good fight, but you're on your own. You're standing on one leg, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to do the right thing, but people just keep coming at me with all these questions, with all these queries, with all these arguments.
And that's so... And, like, that has actually changed a lot of activists' need for speaking on issues, is because of the people who just ruin it, I guess. Yeah. Like, and I don't blame you for that. That's nothing you should blame yourself for either. Like, it's good you're actually taking a step back and realizing and putting up a boundary for yourself when it actually comes to public political affairs, anything got to do with what's happening in this day and age. Like, I think that's a really good way to set a boundary with yourself. And it is always the people who reach out, who make you realize, or like even don't, when they don't agree and you're like, you feel so passionate, just change their opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
That stuff is exhausting.
Oh, and that's how you learn the hard lesson that sometimes things fall on deaf ears, or sometimes people have a one-track mind and some people simply cannot be changed. Or they're not even looking to be changed. They're actually just looking for a fight. I had to learn that because you just expend so much energy on them when you're actually not going to get anywhere. You need to assess like what you're dealing with. I'll say that day to day, person to person, I'll sit down and yarn with anyone about anything and I'll help them or give them advice or whatever. But like, it's trickier when you put it on social media and instead of telling one person, you're telling 1,000 or 2,000 or 500, you know, by putting it on your story, and then it just opens you up to have so many people have eyes on you, you know, and respond. Whereas I'm sure things would be received so much better if you had like one-on-one conversations with people. But like, that's the tough thing about posting it, choosing to post as well, because you're like, I could receive like 10 responses.
Yes, that is like, I guess that's just a general way of putting, like, just saying like, hey, like, I want to be someone who's aware of this issue and I'm going to post about it. But when it comes, I get that so much. Yeah. Like, that is so true. Well, this week I've been kind of, so for some context with what's happening in this political climate at the moment. It's been, for me personally, I mean, yes, with the referendum coming up, which is happening tomorrow, literally tomorrow, Saturday, the 14th of October, people have been, you know, like, on more of a, oh, I need a last-minute decision to make. I need to know if I'm voting yes or no. Can you please help me? It's like, no, that's not my job. Mm. Or, like, people are actually starting to, like, be more public about their opinions, whether it is yes or no, and then you see it everywhere you go. It doesn't matter where you go, you can't escape that, because I'll use an example. So this week has been really tough going to uni, and it's actually made me feel really down, and it's actually made me feel really exhausted, mentally tired. I will put it out there by saying thank you to all my friends who have been really aware, as you mentioned, with people checking in. I've had a lot of people checking in and making sure that my mental health is okay. And I will say, yes, I'm okay, but it's the people on the front line who I'm more concerned about as well. But Monday and Wednesday and yesterday and just any day that I had uni, I remember I was going to a class, and this was shortly after the situation in Palestine, or I say Palestine, but I'll say it the right way, Palestine, got announced on news, when the Prime Minister tweeted what he had to tweet, when I started watching a lot of people's stories, I was like, wow, like, hopefully this doesn't drag with me, like I always say, like, in my invisible bag to uni, like, I don't want to deal with it. This is a problem for another time. I already know where I stand on this issue. I've been to many protests on this issue. I've always been about anti-colonialism. I've always been about giving voice to the voiceless, because a lot of my friends are from this country. A lot of my family, you know, have preached about this and been advocating about this from the dawn of time. My aunties just came back from that country literally, 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about how beautiful it was, how amazing amazing it was, but at the same time they were talking about how tense it was at the same time because they were Muslim women visiting that country. So I've always had a stance on this, and I just did not want to take it with me to uni. First class I attended, people were talking about it, but not in the way that seemed appropriate, you know? they were saying things about Muslim people being terrorists or like, and, you know, there was my tutor at the front of the class was saying, pray for, you know, Israeli lives. And it's really, and that was a, such an uncomfortable start to a class that me and my friends, and we're all brown people, we looked at each other and we're like, what is going on? And believe, funny enough, actually, this class was on the topic of First Nations activism.
Oh, so you
can imagine what happened next. The topic of the referendum came up. And because it's happening this week, they really prioritise this topic to be this week, right? Like, it makes sense. And you would know, because, like, with uni and stuff, they like to make things relevant. And then there comes people talking about the referendum. So I was, it's like a double whammy in your face, definitely. Honestly. It's a double whammy in your face when you're sitting next to people or sitting near people who are saying stuff like, no, I don't think the voice is beneficial to Australia. No, like, even First Nations people have, like, a division in their communities. Why aren't we opening our eyes more and seeing this? Blah, 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 blah. I don't even want to get into it. But it was that double whammy, and I remember going home feeling so exhausted.
Suffocating, yeah.
And then I was like, I actually sat down and I went into depth as to why I'm affected by this. And then I remember it's because I can't escape it. You know how we're talking about clocking out sometimes? I think the reason why I can't do that sometimes is because of, I guess, the way I grew up. And I feel like children of immigrants would understand this. My dad, he... because coming from a third world country, as a kid on the news, your dad would put on Al Jazeera, RRY News, and like so many different news outlets that would cover SBS World News, that would cover what's happening around the world because they don't have access to what's happening in their home country, that you're like numb to seeing tanks, bombs, you're numb to seeing people dying, you're numb to seeing all these different things that you grow up knowing it's the norm, but at the same time wishing to put more light on things.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the guilt of living in a first world country. Like, I feel like even if my mum wasn't Australian, like, I would have probably lived in Balochistan, which is also being occupied, which is a country literally built on colonialism now because of what's happening in Gilgit with the military taking control of people's houses, and some of my family members included. So a lot of topics that align with what's happening in the world right now, I feel like I have to speak on, and I have to bring light to, because this is something that I've lived, my family has lived, and something that I believe that a lot of people need to be educated on because of the myths, the, you know, double standards, hypocrisy that's coming out of what's happening. And like, that's why I've been personally active on social media. Yes, it's exhausting. Yes, it's getting DMs, getting people trying to change your opinion, and then also having friends. And this is something I've had to really evaluate, is some of my friends don't align with my political views, but they've allowed that to come between us. And so I've had to really take a step back and be like, hey, like, can I really be friends with you if this is what you think of me?
Yeah.
If this is your view of me? And yes, it's okay to have your political view, but when it comes to, you know, being, you know, racially profiling someone or having such general stereotypical opinions of something, like, I can't have a yarn with you, I can't talk to you. So a lot of that's been happening with, like, the double whammy stuff. And it's just like, I've clocked out of it. Last night was actually the last straw for me. I deleted everything on my story because I was like, getting people unfollowing me. I'm getting people calling me radical. Wow. Not that I care.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, at the end of the day, I've always preached about this issue. What's new? Preached about this issue before it actually happened this week, before this so-called war got announced. I've been preaching about genocide. I mean, not preaching about genocide. I mean, I've been shedding light on some of the genocide that's happening around the world. I've always been I've been against colonialism my entire life. I've been against all these different things that are happening in different countries. I've shed light on this issue. Why is it now that people are, you know, why is it now that people are opening their eyes to what I think and believe? Why is it now that people are, you know, looking at my story and thinking, oh, so she's on this? Like, I've always been.
Yeah, that's
I've
very true.
Always
I know
had
that.
My stance on this issue. So, yes, it's just been like, you can't escape it. That's just one thing I can say. You can't escape it. And that's something I had to tell my friends yesterday because the same thing happened. You know, you're in a class talking about First Nations affairs and then there's someone going around saying different things about what's happening around the world. And it's like, oh, my God, like, you can't escape it. And I couldn't handle it anymore. Yeah. So I just literally was like, you know what, Char? It's best to just clock out of it and do what you need to do elsewhere, because social media can be really toxic when it comes to that.
Well, whether you're on socials or not, it's going to be in your mind anyway, so it's inescapable in that sense as well. But also, Charlene and I met in university and we took a political science class together. And people in that class, as academic as they may be, just, like, were so poor at expressing their opinions and so, like, disrespectful, so... It sounded, like, so misinformed. Like, it was really biased. And, like, Charlene and I used to look at each other and be like, why is no one standing up and being like, that's disrespectful or that's wrong or that's, like, rude?
Do you remember the last topic of that class was on women's rights?
Yes, I do.
And there's literally video evidence of us going, what are we doing here? Like, side eye? Like, what's going on? But, yeah, so do you remember in that class we had that last topic? Yeah. And it was on...
It was something, regarding women's rights? Yeah, but it wasn't like suffrage or anything. It was
like what women's rights exist around the world. And we looked at it from a global context, didn't we? Because we were going in depth, I remember. Yeah. And our tutor...
It changed our opinion on a couple people, actually.
Should we just say the story? I feel like it's actually...
Have we said it already?
I don't think we have. Okay, should we start from let's not name him. Let's call him...
Jerry.
Jerry.
That is so far from his name.
Yeah, that's actually...
Oh, my God, stop. Okay, we go to political science. I had a boyfriend at the time. I was very happy. It was fine. Charlene did not have a boyfriend. And we were sitting in the class, and there was a boy that used to sit near us, and we were like, oh, I guess he's kind of cute.
Like, he was like a nice-looking brown boy.
Yeah,
you know.
Dressed well, looked like he showered, which is, like, you know,
better than
hard
nothing.
To come by.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would just, like, eye him off sometimes. We'd be like, oh, my God, Charlene, like, you guys match so much. Like,
and it was, like, delusional, but it came true, because what he did...
He gave her a pen.
Yeah. So
that's how Delulu we were. He gave her a pen and we wanted to faint. Delulu.
Yeah, so Arjun and I would sit at the back, he would sit at the front, and then it was like one random week where he decided to sit at our desk because he came in late.
We should be on the back table.
Yes. And he came in late, so he didn't want to make a fool out of himself by walking to the front. Sorry, we're psychoanalyzing this to the
mic. Yeah, we really are.
And he sat next to I was technically in the middle of him and IJ. Because like I was in the middle, he sat here. And then you were sitting next to me. And then when he walked in, we obviously made our... Like, me and IJ made eye contact. We're like, ooh.
I was trying not to, like, burst out laughing.
Yeah. But, like, it wasn't, like, a serious, serious crush, guys. I just want to really
preface
that.
We just played around.
Because
that
class was actually mental. But anyways, for various different reasons. But anyway, so he sat next to us. And then I guess he needed a pen to write down his name on the roll.
Yeah. No, remember we used to have those little sheets of paper with the questions
actually,
on it? And we used to have to write?
That's what it was. And so he asked me. He didn't ask IJ. He didn't ask the girl sitting next to him. He didn't ask the other girl beside him. Not the girl behind him. He asks me.
Delulu.
See? Delulu. He asked me, Charlene. No, not even Charlene. What the hell? He was just like, hey. He looked at me. He smiled. And he was like, can I borrow a pen, please?
And oh, my God. That was so outward of him.
I know.
Might as well just declare your love.
No shame. And then, well, after that, I was, like, in love.
Yeah, so we were, like, frothing. We were like, oh, my God, they're going to be a thing. Like, we're like, yes, they're both brown. They're both, like... I feel like what he was saying in class was pretty useful for the first half of it.
100%.
Like, he never said something that was, like, a red flag to us because
He counterattacked someone who had an argument or something, and then he said something really politically correct.
Yeah, he was pretty good. And then, anyway, we get to this last topic, literally the last week of semester, And it was something about women's rights, and he went on a rant. He used to sit at the front of the class, and he was like, women can't work in construction because they're, like, their bodies physically are not, like, strong enough, rah-rah-rah. Yes. And I was like, what? I remember Charlene and I literally being gobsmacked, like, looking at each other and being like,
what?
The whole delusion, like, crumbled.
It crumbled.
What? We were, like, looking at each other, like, surely not. Like, all the boxes were ticked. And then
everything.
There was that one. I'm like, nah, we can't ignore this.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is,
that,
but...
That was, like, my first ever heartbreak. Like,
Jerry, girl.
Jerry. I wonder where he is now.
Hopefully not in any kind of position of power, because I feel like he's very misogynistic.
No, he was... He breached that. Yeah. Line.
But then I remember, like, roasting him. I remember, like, I was almost last out of the class.
Yes.
And I said something to him, like,
you
chippy.
You did.
Because it made me really pissed off, too, just in general. Like,
it would make you angry.
I was like, what on earth was that? Like, because he would be, like, a little suck-up and stay back to talk to the tutor.
Oh, yeah, no.
I used to hate people that did that. Like,
people
please.
Who do that are actually, like... Yeah, I feel like that's such a... Yeah, that's a... I don't know. That should have been the first red flag, honestly.
The only reason I would ever talk to a tutor is because I don't understand anything. I'd be like, I sat here for an hour and I know nothing.
Can you, like, recap what you said this past hour?
But,
no,
yeah, first heartbreak.
I'm glad you said that chippy thing because, like, he earned it. I feel like everyone in that class was so... Like, it just goes to show, no matter where you are, whatever institution you attend, whether it be uni or... If you have a profession, you're going to have a very skewed opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're going to run your mouth and say some really wild things. Like, you have no position to be talking about.
But I don't know why people, like, find uni, like...
Go on.
I don't know
Start
why
your people... sentence again.
The anger is real.
It's coming out. It's coming out. Her face has gone red. No,
I don't know why people find uni like a bloody... breeding ground for just, like, being disrespectful.
I don't know either.
Like, they're like, oh, I'm at uni, free speech, like, F and this person, like, stop that ethnic group, like, you get no rights.
Like, I'm gonna wake up choosing sexism or racism today,
literally.
Which one?
And I'm like, guys, come on. But that's part of being academic, is learning how to express your opinion in a way that, first of all, is not, like, hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Having an opinion that isn't, like, harmful, damaging, discriminatory. But, like, being able to express it in a way, being able to have meaningful conversations that don't turn to, like, beef or, like, long-standing, like, beef or arguments, that's part of being academic and aware. You know, you can get HDs on all your assignments, I don't care, but if you can't have a conversation with someone in your class about something that you disagree with, what's the point?
What's the point?
You know, what use are you in a workplace?
And uni teaches you that. It actually teaches you how to do things in a way that's actually sufficient and... It allows you to be, I mean, like, I'm still dealing with it, but I kind of feel like, read the room, and actually know how to express
Quote
your opinion.
Of the year.
Read the room. Express your opinions in a way that's not harmful to other people. Yeah, and yeah, you're so right, no matter where you are. And you would know.
I've just come across such bad people. I mean, we did political science together. That university wasn't good for it. But also, I'm at law school. Like, so I guess it's good sometimes because we do very, like, objective work. It's literally, like, legislation or law or procedure. It's very, like, how can you have an opinion on it? But then when we get to things like... We've done native title. We obviously do, like, some things that are contentious. People say stuff and I'm like, surely
Shut
not.
Up.
Surely you're not sitting at the front of the class right now getting HDs, but you don't even know how to express your opinion without, like, making someone upset. Or you don't see what's wrong with what you've just said. Like, you're saying it with your chest and not even, like, thinking, oh, did that come out wrong? Did I offend someone? Was my opinion not expressed correctly? Like, I don't even think twice.
No, it's like no one has ever told them to shut up in their life.
True that. Guess which demographic?
We're not
take a fat guess.
Yes, take a massive
Is
guess.
It the brown girls that sit at the back that have been oppressed our lives? I don't think so.
No. It's and then you get there's a lot of mansplaining, I think, at uni. Oh. I hate that. Like, I feel like I'm so over that stupidity now. I'm just like, can you just...
Oh, yeah. There's one person at my uni, this one fella, and, like, you even breathe, like, a little bit loud, and he'll snap his head and turn around and be like, do you need help with that? Do you need me to explain that? Like, are you all good? Like, I did the extra work on it. Like, do you need help? And I'm like, I literally said to him one time, turn around.
Good.
Turn back around.
Good.
Like turn let around. Me live.
Ew, who does he think he is?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a popularity thing. Was to be in with people.
Yeah.
No one, you don't do it by, like, micromanaging them or making them feel dumb. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's clear to show people I've been sucking up to them their entire lives.
What a place to be. Living in the middle of the hills and the sea. It's so real to me that I get to chase my dream. With my friends and my family, I mean.
Oh, but back to our topic. What I found really, it's bad, probably it adds to the burden and the thing that you, it's inescapable that you're talking about, is although, like, referendum and what's going on in Palestine?
Yeah, no, you said it.
You make me confused because you said two different ways. I think I just did a hybrid.
You did a hybrid of what I said. You can say whatever you want.
I don't like saying the white way, but...
No, you can say it. You can say Palestine. Everyone says Palestine.
Palestine.
Yes.
Anyways, it's like after I did, like, even, like, looking at your infographics, just learning more about it, what's really unfortunate is even though those two things are very different things, it's upsetting that within the same kind of time frame at the moment, it's, like, the same kind of oppressed people's going through the same thing. Like, in different ways.
Yes, you're right.
Like, it's really harsh because when you just hear the story of Palestinians, like, occupation, oppression, like, oh, my girl, I done heard this story before.
Yes, we've been.
In a different way, but, you know, like, the parallels are there. Mm. I would find it difficult to see, like, how someone First Nations could ally themselves with Israel more than Palestine. You know what I mean?
I will tell you what, I have not, and this is actually so, maybe you've seen it. I have not seen one First Nations person post about Israel.
Yeah, me too. Which is good, I guess.
Yeah, which is good. I don't know why I'm shocked.
But it's quite logical. It would be wrong of them. It would be nonsensical of them, or maybe hypocritical of them, if they're going to be someone that speaks, like, positively on First Nations people behalf to, like, flip that when it's practically same kind of premise.
You're right. You're so right. It's like the key words are there: oppression, apartheid, occupation, genocide, dispossession of land. The key words are there. Why are you ignoring that? Like, I'm so confused.
It's
like
a mirror.
That's literally what it is. And I said this on my story. I said, if you're the same person preaching about voting yes and then posting about Israel, like, yeah, no, I will say, preface by saying, no, I do not, I am, I do, why am I getting emotional?
Oh.
When you're someone who preaches about voting yes, who is at the rallies for us, who calls himself an amazing ally, who continuously educates himself on what's happening in this country, why are you then siding with the oppressor of another country? And when I think of Palestine, I think of the children who might never wake up to, you know, to hear birds ever in their lives. I think of the children who have to watch their mothers and fathers be taken away by the Israeli government and army. I think about, you know, I think about all the videos I've seen with Palestinians, you know, standing in front of Mosque Al-Aqsa, which is our holy site, and, you know, praying. I think of Ramadan, where Palestinians were in the car, couldn't even break their fast, couldn't even go home with their family to break their fast, because the Israeli army has blocked off access to any road just so they can go break their fast. I think about those things, and then I apply it here, and then I think about what our ancestors, what our people had to go through. And I'm like, this is happening in front of us and you're turning a blind eye.
Yeah.
And you're using the name of religion, skewing it, putting it in a box, you know, using the whole, oh, well, it's Jewish people versus Muslims. It's never been about that.
No.
That's what Western media has done, and I've noticed it with even any country there is. If it's a third world country, we do not care. If it's a third world country where the oppressors are white, we side immediately with the oppressors. If it's a third world country such as Ukraine, I don't know if that's a third world country, but like a European country, we're going to side with Ukraine. It's like, what the double standards that exist, it's frustrating. And with our Prime Minister recently releasing the statement, you know, like, we stand with Israel, when Yargan Square lights up in blue and white, and you have
really
to look at that.
By that.
That was just, it was vile.
It's like no logic, like actual
There's no logic. There is no logic.
It's really confusing. And you'd think that if you had a yes stance on the referendum, that wouldn't just be applied to this like individual situation. You would assume that if you're going to be out there, call yourself an ally and vote yes, that's your morals.
That's your morals.
So your morals are for equity and equality and, you know, voice to the voiceless and, you know, using your privilege to protect peoples that are disadvantaged, like, you know, people that are against oppression, people that, all those kind of things. You'd think that's your morals if you're aligning with a yes vote. It's not just like a one time, like, oh, yes or no, like, I choose yes this time, I choose no next time. You'd hope that that's how people align themselves in life. And if that was the case, they would see the distinct parallels between Australia and Palestine.
Amazingly said.
Well, that's just like, it just makes sense. To people that, like, that get it, the three people in this room that get it, it makes sense. Obviously not to some people. Because it actually
it hurts
my head. How?
Yeah.
How? Do you see it as different? I will say, lives lost is lives lost. It's upsetting.
Yes.
And we all agree on that. You know, regardless of your stance, no one wants anyone to get hurt. And that is the nature of the kind of, what would you call it, conflict that's occurring. And it's unfair also in the media how, I think also when you see things like Hamas and like, Palestine reacting, that's when the media will cover it the most, you know. So you have to think as well when you consume media, like, what are they, how are they trying to position you to consume this? But regardless, you know, violence is violence, and it hurts my heart that anyone has to, you know, not wake up tomorrow. Exactly. Like, that's not nice. And it's hard for me. I think you just called it like first world guilt or whatever. For me to be like, why did I get this coffee? Why did I brush my hair? Why am I coming to record a podcast when a girl my age is probably getting held hostage, you know, in Palestine? Like,
It is a very distressing situation. It makes me feel frustrated, makes you feel frustrated. And I think to put it in a different way as well, it's when you're so passionate about something and that you've noticed the people, like, it, again, it's that double standard thing where people align with something but then turn their back against something else. Now I know you're not someone who upholds those morals because you have double standards. And it is the media you consume. It has been the media you consume. And again, I think if, and I don't know, I think living in a Western world has really signified that, hey, with what you're seeing and how you react to things and what it is. I mean, I just want to preface by saying no one here agrees with what Hamas is doing. Hamas is a terrorist organization. But if you're going to call, for example, another double standard is like, if you're going to call Hamas a terrorist group, why aren't you calling the Israeli army a terrorist group?
Very true.
Why aren't you calling them terror? Is it just because, again, it's that stereotypical whatever's happening, and with protests being banned as well, it puts more people at a frustrated level, and it's put me at a frustrated level. It put a lot of activists at a frustrated level, because how are you not allowing us to practice our freedom of speech?
Well, you're probably going to explode. It's in your head all the time. It's in all the media you consume, and you just need an outlet. And they've just gone and said, "No, you can't do that either." God.
Isn't that crazy? But no, I guess that's some of the things that's happening in the world right now that we've touched on. Everything that's happening with referendum, to our amazing allies who have been, you know, posting on social media with our bombarding First Nations activists who, again, have a platform. Thank you. To those who have been educating others in any room. Like, I've always say, if I'm not in a room, and if my presence is not in a room, I'd expect an ally or a non-Indigenous person to be doing the work.
Very true.
So thank you if you're doing that. Thank you for also, with our episode that came out, thank you for forwarding it on to people. If you've done that, instead of having to, you know, speak from what you what you think and whatever not, like, we're glad we provided that resource, hey?
So many people have forwarded it. Lots of people posted it on their stories that I didn't even... you know those ghosts that, like, never post on their stories?
And oh,
like,
yeah.
They, like, put up the referendum episode. I was like, oh, my God, thank you.
Like, that's better than nothing.
But that's such a far reach, you know, because you think, oh, that's my friend, but they've got an entire new, different set of friend groups. It just, like, spreads and spreads and spreads. So really grateful for that. And like we said, we just speak from our own personal opinions, but... From what I've heard, it's actually helped people put things into perspective.
It has.
Or even reinforced. They were like, oh, I was voting yes, but I was unsure, or like I kind of didn't really know why, and you guys like consolidated my understanding. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's really good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, your boy, he had to put the city on the map. Boorloo, my sister girl, you know exactly where it's at.
Okay, so after, you know, speaking on his issues and after... going into depth about what's happening and how it's made us feel, how can we manage what we're feeling in a very healthy way?
Well, I'll say one thing that partly wasn't my choice. I didn't have a TV for so long.
Oh, no.
It actually sucked so bad because I just had to, like, watch things on my laptop or just, like, stare at the wall.
Oh. But did you get a TV?
I have a poor excuse of a TV right now.
What is
that? My brother bought because he got a PlayStation 5. He was at my house for a week and he wanted to, like, have a monitor or whatever. So that's what I'm using. But anyways, not having the news, well, it opened me up to life without the news being in my face. You know, I grew up in a house where the news was, like, on the radio, on the TV.
Yes.
I was just, like, surrounded by it all the time. Or even, like the news app on your phone, like, all that kind of stuff. I was living in it. And this was in COVID time too, so I was, like, very anxious all the time.
Oh, for sure.
But I have experienced life, like, without having news or having the choice to selectively consume the news. Life is so much better. And that is, I want to differentiate between ignorance and, you know, like, having the
privilege
and the decisiveness to choose when you consume media or to, like, keep yourself informed. There's a difference if someone says, I don't care to learn about any of these things. I don't want to know about any of these things. I just want to live my life blissfully and ignore things. That's different. That's actually just ignorance. My feeling is more like I think I'm capable to find resources to educate myself and to be well-versed and to hear about things, but know when enough is enough and it's going to consume me too much if I just, like, keep letting it.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So for me, I feel like I've... like, had the necessary conversations, read what I've had to read, watched what I've had to watch, but at least my TV's not running 24/7 playing the news.
Yeah.
And just making me anxious when I just want to eat my dinner.
Amazing.
That's what I mean? Yeah. I would say that's one thing. Just try life with maybe less media consumption.
Turn off the TV, maybe, I turn off my notifications on the news, on your phone, avoid, like, that's the thing, just avoid media for the time being. Social media as well, I think, just, like... If you're not, I mean, I wouldn't say people are like, I just want to go about life without seeing it, then just unfollow the person.
Yeah.
Or be not kind enough to reach out to them and say, hey, look, I just want I want a free headspace right now. Like, I don't want to be thinking about a lot of things that are happening politically. Am I able to just, you know, unfollow you for the time being? Or
Is that all right? It doesn't have to be
malicious. It doesn't have to be done in a very mean way. So I guess doing stuff like that actively, like avoiding media, is a very good beneficial way to regain some sort of
agency.
The
word of the season.
Season one.
I will say social media is pretty good because it's like, it's good and bad. It's good because I often find that social media has condensed
what's
infographics,
being shared,
information that's easy to understand. And it's sometimes, depending on where you get it from, unbiased, or they can give you statistics, they can give you a lot of information in, like, one infographic, and I'm like, oh, great. But also, social media is for everyone.
It's for everyone.
So everyone can put their 2 cents in.
It is a really good way for people to exercise that freedom of speech, hey? Yeah. So, and that's like, and you can actually actively clock out of reading something, hey? Like, when someone posts about something, I'm not going to just sit there, watch your story and read about it. I'm just going to go to the next one. So I feel like you're right about that. It's a very good condensed way of, and I get all my news from social media anyways.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
don't you?
It's pretty good. If you do follow, like, news outlets or, like...
Or just some people who are very, like, inclined towards posting about things that are happening around the world, I think, like, that is, sometimes my news, not like much like what's happening with a referendum, you can't trust every source. You can't trust every source on my social media.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not always a reliable piece of information. Yeah. And I think we saw that with the referendum, as we explained.
Yeah.
And we provided a good, well, our lovely producer, Danny, provided a really good fact-checking of source from The Guardian. Yeah. I think the same could be applied to what's happening in the world right now. There's a lot of stories being skewed, a lot of anecdotes, a lot of images as well. I heard apparently that a lot of celebrities have been posting about this issue, but posting the wrong thing, and they've had to delete it because like they would show photos of what's happening in Gaza being under Palestinians are literally like being killed in Gaza as we speak. They'll be posting photos of Gaza saying pray for Israel. Girl. And it's like, make it make sense. Justin Bieber did that.
That's so embarrassing.
It is really like you should really fact check instead of like just posting out of your whole like believing what everyone says. You're so right about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a good condensed way of.
And I think also if you are going to consume the news, it can be overwhelming because. Oh, you know how, like, the news, if something's happening, I remember, like, you know, on, like, normal channels, they play it at 6, they play it at 7, 8. They just keep, like, putting it in your face over and over because they get new viewers every couple of hours, so they'll just tell the same story 10 times. Mm. Then they'll, sometimes they even invite people on, like, to attack them.
Yes.
Like, you get those guests and they just get shot down by the news reporters, like, every time. Like, they say, bring up a point. And I'm like, did you bring them there to actually just, like, make talk? A fool of their argument? So I think also,
that's
if you are going to consume media, think, like, what is their position? What is their angle? Because there always is one. You know, we talk about media being unbiased, but for the most part, it's not.
Especially Australian media. We've been new.
Like, what is their angle? What are they trying to convince me? Have they strategically asked this person to come on to try and find flaws in their argument and switch more people to this kind of agenda? Why would they have that kind of perspective? Is there a link to the government?
Happening with the referendum right now, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, just also be so wary. Don't take things at face value. Mm. Like, because the media will chuck it in your face. Like, you have the opportunity and the decision to let it consume you, or you can reject it. It's in your face, and you can say, look, I understand that's their position. That's what they're actually trying to persuade me, and I reject that.
I reject that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give it time of day.
Yeah. So that's one thing as well. If you are going to, you know, occasionally consume media, which I don't think is good for anyone, just in general. Because who wants to wake up and see all these horrific things that we know happen anyways, but you don't always want to have to be confronted with them, you know, at the start of your day.
And I think that's what really, like, messes people up, hey, and doesn't help them navigate their week properly, which is just terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's a very good, one really good piece of advice is to just avoid and actually fact-check and actively reject what you're seeing on media. Another way of dealing with all of this and dealing with if you're ever feeling icky about this situation or any situation happening is to just say no. I feel like that's another thing. If people want to have discussions with you all the time or if people want to have a yarn with you in person or whatever, just say no. Don't be afraid. I'm sitting in class, you know, especially when people ask you stuff, say no. Yeah. Or just say, I don't want to talk about it right now. Or you go on the street and, like, I don't know, people are handing out a lot of pamphlets. Just shake your head. Don't, we can't escape it, but we can just escape it for the sake, like, of ourselves, you know?
I think what you mean is you have autonomy over your body and your mind.
Your mind. So you can say, like, hey, sorry, English is my third language, guys. I don't always clarify things for me. So you can... You can just say no. You can just say no. I don't want to talk about it. No, I don't really want to have this conversation with you. No, I don't really care. You can say that. And not in a malicious way. Like, when you say I don't care, you don't say it in a way that's privileged. Like, hey, it doesn't affect me. I don't care.
Yeah.
More in the sense that, hey, look, I just want to have a good day and I just do not want to have a yarn about it.
Yeah.
So that's a really good way, is just to, like, finally take autonomy and practice taking autonomy and practice saying no, even if it's in the mirror every day. Just say no.
Well, I guess if you can't, you know, if we're going to sit here in our lives here and feel guilty or feel like we are helpless, you know, it's a very big issue, one person cannot solve it, the only thing you can do is preserve your own sanity.
Exactly.
You know, if you can't change the world, you can at least filter what happens in your own and what goes through your own mind. So I guess that's a really strong tip.
It is, for sure.
And uni's not good for that either. They love a pamphlet. talk about environmentally friendly. They love a pamphlet.
They love pamphlet.
I got bombarded the other day.
Oh, I don't want to say there's a particular group.
I know exactly who, and I know where they stand as well. It's that same spot.
It's that same damn spot.
It's near the library.
It is.
Like near that big tree near the library.
It is near that big tree. They've actually migrated. They've migrated and they're everywhere now.
I used to dodge them.
Oh, girl, I tried and then they stopped me and they asked me my stance on The Voice.
Bruh.
And this was like a week ago and then they were saying no. And I was like, ooh. I was like, this is when I clock out. And I was like, just let First Nations people decide whether or not they want to vote yes or no. Just stop coming in my face. And I remember having like a little, like, I don't know, like a little, I don't want to use the wrong term, but I just remember shaking so much out of anger. And then I was like walking off and I was like, oh my God, that felt good. Mm. That felt good to sometimes, just say I don't
care. Yeah, sometimes I feel like those mob are looking for an argument too.
They
That's
are.
Like those people we were talking about.
They are.
They give the vibes, eh?
It's some of the white lefties that think they know everything about everything.
Those girls love to tussle.
They love to tussle.
They love to tussle, yeah. They do. Because it was like, sometimes it was like aggro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can like, give me whatever pamphlet you want, you know what? But you didn't fight me on
Like,
on this sunny day. Like, why do you want to argue with me right now?
Sometimes
they're looking for it, I feel.
Yeah, so just really say no.
Yeah. Say no. Not to the referendum, but then
no,
like,
no, no.
Say
just
no.
Just say no, I don't want to have a yarn. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Not today, guys.
Oh,
today.
I guess this isn't really what we're talking about, but quickly. Mm-hmm. Have you seen, like, on the news, maybe, like, people saying that so far at the polls, like, the no vote is up?
That's fake news.
Yeah. I was like, what?
There's no way in hell.
I was like,
how do they know that, though?
Mathematically, I was like, I know a lot of corporations that have a yes stance and all their employees have a yes stance. Like, even, like, the statistics were not statisticing.
They weren't making sense.
I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Did they go to every individual person asking them what they're voting? No, I don't think they.
Oh, but you know what also I find funny is these, like, right-wing white people that were going to vote no anyways.
Yeah.
Using these poor little elders as scapegoats.
Yes, they're saying,
like, no. The elders say no, so we're going to say no.
What, I'm like, elders?
Girl, since when did you care about what the elders wanted? Since when? Like, literally since when? You just woke up last week and thought, oh my God, they agree with me?
They
like,
agree with
I'm just going to use that to make me look, like, not as bad
Amen.
As a person.
I know. They hide behind that. They're
literally.
Like, if an elder's, like, what elder you talk to?
True. What you mean the elder, like, whose land you took?
Yeah.
Like.
The elder whose land you're benefiting off?
You know, like.
Come on now.
That's what I was like, oh no, can't be using these poor little elders as scapegoats, let them live.
Let them live.
And I saw all these like wodulas like at the front, they were like, vote no, and I'm like looking at all them, I'm like, you guys would have voted no, regardless.
Yeah.
If, you know, Tom, Dick or Harry said they was voting no, you was going to vote no anyway.
You were going to say no.
So leave these poor elders alone.
Exactly.
It makes me bust out.
It's actually funny.
Like,
it's
you
funny.
Guys... You guys walk past elders every day, probably make a poor remark about them too. But now that it helps you, you want to be best friends with them.
Just put them in a room with an elder after they say that. They won't survive.
Good ways. The elder probably doesn't even want them on their side either.
Yeah, exactly. They're
so,
like,
you know what? Leave me alone.
Like,
leave me be.
Go along.
So, yeah, hopefully those statistics are not.
They're not
I don't
true.
Think they're
I
of very good
true.
Standing. It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah. Isn't that... It's just... They just want to give us anxiety. Again, it's
probably.
That whole media consumption thing. It's like, let's give you anxiety by looking
yeah.
at the news.
But...
Yeah, and...
Do we have any other tips?
Oh, just self-care, guys. Just self-care. Like...
Yeah.
I surround yourself with really nice people, please. I think if you surround yourself with the wrong people during a very stressful time, you're just going to get even more stressed.
Yeah.
There's a choice of going back to indulging in a bad habit or just... And surrounding yourself with really nice people who will help you get out of whatever you're going through. Like, I know for a fact my friends, immediately after it happened, we all got food. They hugged me. They consoled me. And, like, they check up on me every day on our group chat. Like, that's what I mean. Like, you need to surround yourself with good people.
Mm.
But then also remind them as well, like, you should just always be open about your feelings and how you feel and what you're feeling. That certain day.
Yeah.
So just self-care and, I mean, anything else?
A couple things.
Oh, keep going.
If you've got, like, family members that you know are openly, like, against your stance as well, preserve your own peace.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's best to leave that be.
Mm.
If you've got to go and live in that household every day, like with them after like trying to convince them and arguing with them, and it gets really like down low,
down,
like low blows, dirty comments, like that is not going to help you at all.
It's not, no, and that's, and we've seen that especially in the last couple months as well. Hey?
Props to the people who did like have the conversations with their parents or you know, like good on you guys. But if it's like, if it seems more of a risk than a reward, protect your own peace and just know that sometimes it falls on deaf ears, or someone else will do that work for you. Someone that your parents or your family come across in their life might be the person that changes them, but it doesn't have to be you if you're caring enough.
You can't always be a superhero.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And like, as well as like, even like that applies to anyone, I guess. If your friends as well, just you can't convince them or change them. Like, protect your own peace.
Yeah. And just do good things. Like, if you do feel helpless, if you do feel guilty, like, you can do good things in your community, in your space,
you
know? Like, I love going to work, being there for my students. I'm like, look, if I can't change the world, I can help these girls that are in front of me at the moment, you know? Or, God, whatever it is, pick up some rubbish.
Yeah, pick up
make some rubbish.
Smile.
You know, high five a baby.
Yeah, high five a baby.
Is that what they say? Like, you know, just like a saying, and it's
kiss
like
a kiss a baby, high five a baby.
I was thinking too. How's the baby?
I just
gonna
lift
up his head
after this episode. She's gonna walk around, high five everyone's baby,
fist bump the baby's head.
That's hilarious.
Keep going, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's funny.
No, that high five a baby, make someone smile. You know, spend, I guess, like, do something good for people. And, like, as well as, like, you can't always be at every protest. You can't be at every rally. You can't be at every information session or anything like that. I'm sure there are people out there who already know, like, you do enough and that where you stand, and that it's okay to not show up sometimes. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. You don't always have to show up if you're exhausted, or you don't always have to show up, but like, I'm sure like people are aware that you already do show up.
Yeah, we blessed in the West, no doubt. North to the South, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now.
So, next segment is Sovereignty. I'm not going to sing it because I embarrassed myself last episode.
Oh my god, no, what was it? I want to remember now. I want to re-embarrass you.
No.
I was crying.
I don't want to talk
about laughing.
It.
Oh, you said something and you like held your ear and sung. Oh my god, no, I want to think about what I did.
No, please don't. No, we're going on Sovereignty.
I have like a recording of it on my phone.
We're going on to Sovereignty. Shut, shush, no, you're not allowed. No, bring it up, no. it was so embarrassing, guys. You messaged me that day and I listened to it and I was like, what the freak is wrong with me?
I think it was a really good time.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
She's honestly.
Now you know I can't sing, guys. Little fun fact, I can't sing for crap. But anyways, I don't wanna go into it. Please stop. I feel embarrassed.
That's what opened our eyes in this podcast, like, because we had some pre-recorded. Then when it came out, I'm like, oh, crap. People are actually going to hear what we say.
They're going to hear what we say, and they're going to be like, oh, my God, like, that's like, why does she say that?
Like, the public.
The public
The
know
public
now.
Has access to us. Oh, God.
Someone make a remix out of it.
I would die.
You
I would actually
know.
Die.
You never know. Don't. Actually,
oh my
don't.
God, for her birthday.
No.
It's coming up.
I'm going to, like,
21st.
Guys, I feel physically embarrassed after that. Oh, my God. Ajay, why did you bring it up? Anyways. so, we're moving on to Sovereignty. It is a segment in which we talk about our tea.
She's looking at me because she doesn't know it. Go on. Give it a shot.
I get the order wrong. Tea. Our thoughts. Affirmations. No. What is it? No. How do you spell tea? Oh, yeah. Thoughts. Is it energy?
Yeah.
Energy and affirmation. Stop
Woo!
It. Yeah. I do this. Do you not realize I do this every episode?
Yeah, she does. And I do it not even thinking. And then I thought, wait a damn minute. She don't even know what it means.
No, guys, I love Sovereignty, right? Because it gives us a chance to actually clear our headspace, our mindset for the week ahead. And it's, like, really good and helpful. And we always say, what do we always say? We say, please do it yourself.
Yeah. We've been saying that even more recently.
Yeah.
I would recommend doing it. It's fun. Maybe sit down with your friends and do a tea.
Yeah.
Oh, do like a weekly tea. Sometimes me and my uni friends use a FaceTime call every week. Maybe you guys should like set
you
up FaceTimes and do like your tea for the week.
Yeah, go to a park and like take a journal and tea. I like that. That's yeah. cute. We should make journals that say sovereign tea.
That's Danny, write that one down.
Another merch idea. Another merch idea. Okay, so do you want to go first, Sajid?
My thoughts.
Just like, I don't have any either. Just like,
I know, my
mind
dump. Like literally brain mind empty.
Brain empty.
Brain
no
empty.
No thoughts. No thoughts.
Well, I've got beef with my own self because I was saying.
Huh?
Put that in the remix. I've got beef with myself because I've got beef with myself.
Why?
Because I'm sure you guys can hear, just like that little hot takes episode where I sound so sick, or at the end of every episode, what do I say? Thank you for listening to the Sovereign Podcast with my sick voice. I've been sick so many times this year. Aww. Let me break it down for you guys. COVID at the start of the year, then I got tonsillitis, then I got COVID again, then I got tonsillitis again, then I got strep throat, then I got the flu, and the flu lasted like 3 weeks, and I had to get the doctor to come in my house because I couldn't even get up.
No.
Like, Miss Girl. And now I've got whatever this is, sinus infection. I eat clean, I go to the gym, like, I must just have a weak immune system. I'm actually going to petition at the doctors to, like, get my tonsils removed, because I'm so sick of having tonsillitis and being sick in that way. Like, if old girl says no, I'm going to put my foot down and be like, no, Miss Girl, you don't understand. Do you know how much unpaid leave I have to take off work? Like,
that's
it's...
That's not on.
No. Rent is due.
Rent is due.
Rent is due. Like, seriously. So, I guess my thoughts at the forefront of my brain recently has been my health, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't even know what to do. I've just got a huge box of medicine and I'm just, which pill am I going to take today?
Yeah. Like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I need to kind of get a grip on it. Maybe just go and like log each of the times that I get sick so that there is evidence for me to like get my tonsils removed.
This is some lawyer activity going on.
I have a myriad of health problems. Me and Charlene combined.
Oh, yeah.
We're like a whole body of health problems.
Wait, why do we talk about this every episode? I feel like we're always either sick or I'm always like,
probably.
I'm on the verge of death right now.
Yeah. Like, wait, we have so many. And I'm like, being sick, and it's irritating because you can't help it.
You can't.
And you just need to stay home. Like, I hate when my mum calls me and she goes, you need to rest. And I'm like, the last thing I want to do is rest. Like, I have things to do. But it's true. The only time you get better is when you do nothing.
So what, are you going to rest? Is that your thought for the week ahead? No. No.
I think I gaslight myself into thinking like, yeah, the podcast is rest because I'm just talking, right?
No, but it just goes to show how dedicated IJ is because she came in sick in the last episode and no, she actually sounded, I thought you sounded really cute.
Really? It bugs me. I'm like, who am I listening to? That's not me. Is there an imposter?
Some alter ego.
But yes, I'm tired of being sick. So my thought is managing sickness, getting better, a balance of resting but getting stuff done because my mega assignments are due next week.
Oh, crap.
Thanks, law school. Rude. My energy. Oh, I'm so bad. Like,
what do you mean?
Seriously, you can just put a cupcake in front of me and I'll have like a uni assignment due and I'll just eat the cupcake. Take an hour to eat the cupcake. I don't know why I used that analogy.
No, I mean? It's like when you open your laptop in your library, you're like, ah, so food.
Exactly.
You shut your laptop.
Oh, my God. I literally brought food to uni, ate it all because I was bored. Then I went and bought more because I was bored again and I didn't know none of the assignments.
Nothing.
Literally, I had a bag of freeze-dried mango and I was just chewing on it so slowly just so I could say, like, I'll eat the mango first and then I'll study. And then it was 4 p.m. and I had to go home. Anyways, I just don't do it. I've said this before, I need a sense of urgency to get stuff done, but it's so, that's bad. That's bad. It shouldn't get to alarm bells. It shouldn't get to alarm bells before you get something done.
No, I know what you mean.
So I'm going to bloody push the cupcake aside, open my laptop and get stuff done, for God's sake.
Like,
it's objectively not that hard.
It isn't.
It's just effort.
I agree.
It's energy. It's energy that I just couldn't care less about giving. And then I'm like, whoops, the TV turned on. Like, got to sit down and watch the whole episode. Like, it's really bad. And they're like, I'm hungry. Let me just cook a meal from scratch.
It's like procrastination, except like...
To do something else.
To do something else.
And then I get hyper-fixated on what I've chosen to do, you know? Oh, I want to make a bracelet. I'm just going to go and do that. So my energy is on, like, what is it, like, centering my thoughts? Like, saying, like, no, we don't need to go on a walk at this moment. No, we don't need to go to the shops. We don't need to, like, make a cake. Sit down and do what you need to do. My affirmation is going to be, trimester three is my trimester because it's coming up. We're on trimester break right now.
Yes!
Yeah, trimester three starts next week.
Oh my God, how are you feeling? What's the...
We go until December, like mid-December. Yeah, girl, y'all going to be done and I'm still going to be grinding.
Oh, no.
I know.
Hey, but 2 months goes by like this.
She says as she's graduating. Some of us are stuck in the trenches, Charlene. The trenches.
I am not one to talk here.
But yeah, trimester three is my trimester. I will attend tutoring. I will do my work.
I will.
We're keeping it basic this week.
I love it. I will not get a cupcake.
No cupcakes, only essays.
Just essays. No cupcakes, only essays.
Okay, put it what's on a your shirt. Tea?
No, I actually really liked yours. I can't up that because I don't even know.
So unserious.
No, my ones, I don't even know. Okay, my thoughts for the week ahead. I don't even know. I can't even tell you. But I don't even think about the week like that. The only time I think about the week ahead is when we do stuff like this.
Yeah, true.
But I guess, to be quite frank, my thoughts for the week ahead, I'm going home next week. I'm going back down south next week. Ooh. It's going to be hot weather. I'm kind of keen for that. That's my thoughts for next week because I'm like, oh my God, I finally get to see like my favorite places again. I'm just sad about my car, to be honest.
Oh, fair enough.
So I am like thinking, I'm like, now I have to go with my parents, and like I don't want to because I don't like sitting in a car. Like I have, guys, I'm the designated backseat
person. Oh, like the boot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sucks. I'm the
boot because everyone in my family has long legs except for me. And like...
Exactly, Charlene.
I know. I have no choice. And because we're a family... Charlene
thinks she's like my height.
Guys, no. I thought I was everyone's height. Someone would tell me they're 5'8" and I'd be like, same. But I'm not. In reality, I'm 5'4". You've got to
let the short queens have their moment.
I'm literally 5'4". I literally wear Converses with what?
Platforms.
I need to stop doing that, eh? That's really embarrassing. I keep embarrassing myself on this damn podcast. Anyways, so, yeah, I'm just not looking forward to that. But you know what? It's fine. We're going to move. And then what? Energy for the week ahead. Oof. Okay, I'm going to pump myself up with this one. I am going to attend my last classes for the week. Because I have not attended many of my classes until, like, the second half of this semester.
Fair. I hope our universities don't know anything about this
podcast. Oh, crap.
We just give ourselves away.
Hey, if you're watching this, I actually had serious health concerns. And you can literally... I have evidence, okay? So, So I'm going to actually make an effort to get out of bed on time and not run late. And then I'm actually going to make an effort to go to that class and participate this time because I don't ever, but it's fine. It's just been a stressful week. And then affirmations.
She's twiddling her fingers and thinking.
What is my affirmation for the weekend? Damn. Okay. I can't change the world. How about that?
Oh, good one.
I can't change the world, but I can slowly make it a better place. And I think that's a beautiful way to end this podcast because of what we spoke about today. And I think that even if you're someone who does feel hopeless sometimes, hey, at the end of the day, you're here, you made it. And I don't always have to educate people. I don't always have to post on my story. I don't always have to agree with someone. And that's okay because I'm not changing the world for them. I'm changing the world for those who actually need it.
Yeah.
So why would I waste my time? It's like every hurdle I'm taking to make the world a better place, why am I wasting time on the people who are stripping me from like that energy? From doing that. But yeah. No, I have to actually put in the effort to put that boundary up on myself and say, I can't always change the world, but I can make it a better place.
Said one step from at her time. Little lips herself.
Little lips. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Thank you. We will see you
next episode.
You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Whangai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker.
Our artwork is by my sis Lavinia Nijolia McKenna.
Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna. Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Wajak Noongar Boodja. we pay our respects to elders past and present, this land was never ceded.